Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
My name is Lin, and I came to Taiwan to serve as a campus missionary. Yeah, so I brought my own tissue, so you don't have to worry about me. Really, I'm so blessed to be part of this spiritual family because, yeah, I'm grateful to God for the opportunity to serve with our leadership team, yeah, and the staff, because they really helped me a lot with life. And I'm also enjoying this service, our series, because God is just reminding me how privileged I am to be used by Him to help the next generation know who He is and experience His love. Yeah, so I came to know Christ. Thank you. I came to know Christ when I was a college student, and I'm grateful to God for the people who discipled me. I really don't know where and what I'd be doing now if God didn't save and send people to help me know who He is and live out the purposes that God has for me. Yeah, I'd like to start by telling you how I lived my life before I got to know Christ. So when I was a student, I was the kind of girl that could like do anything and get whatever she wanted because my family was abroad. To make up for their absence, they gave me anything I could ask for. Yeah, so whatever I want, I would buy and do things I would like to do. But I still felt their absence because material things cannot replace the emptiness in my heart. So I pursued things that I thought would make me happy. So I went from one relationship to another because I developed mistrust towards people, and I would constantly push them away for fear of being rejected first. But I also like wanted to be accepted, so I did things I didn't want to do and not enjoy doing, just to belong. Drinking, partying became part of my daily routine just to escape that reality that I was like sad. So from the outside, it seemed like I was doing well, that I'm living my life to the fullest because I could have everything and not worry about anything, not like any other like students that I know. So I lived life like that for years. And now I realize how God is so sovereign and how He pursued me. God is so powerful that He can use anything and anyone to make us turn to Him. Because there was one night when I came home from a party and I realized I was not really happy. In fact, I was so tired. And I remember asking, God, is this all there is to life? Because no amount of time spent with my friends could, like, having fun, feel the emptiness in my heart. Then I remember the verse that my boyfriend then shared to me. I believe you all can relate to this verse in Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and light. Yeah, all the hard-working people say amen. That's what God said to me. During the time, I was so tired and desperate to have that rest. I want to stop performing. I want to stop working hard for my friends' approval and family's attention. So I decided to join a youth service that a friend of mine told me about. The preaching was about the bleeding woman in Luke chapter 8. There was a woman who had been suffering from bleeding for 12 years. though she had spent all she had on physicians. No one could cure her. She came up behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his clothes, and immediately her bleeding stopped. The woman was healed. And I could relate to that bleeding woman and how she tried anything and everything to be healed. Because I also tried to fill up the brokenness I have inside. Because I wanted to be made whole. The woman encountered Christ once, and she was healed. Jesus Christ healed her. And the pastor said at the end of the sermon that no matter who you are, what or what you are going through, you can also receive healing from God when you repent of your sins and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And I learned that even though I'm not deserving, Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, died on the cross for my sins because he loves me. He was willing to forgive me. He can set me free and give me a new life despite all things I've done. And that night, I repented of all my sins and decided to accept the relationship that Jesus was offering. So I got connected to a small group, went through one-to-one, and learned more about sin, repentance, who Jesus is, and what he has done for me. So the more I learned about who Jesus is, the more I realized how much I needed his saving. I need God's truth to renew my mind every day. I need his grace to stop doing certain behaviors or actions that hurt him and turn to him. In Christ, I have been made new and is still being renewed by the Holy Spirit, and realize that my identity is secured in Christ. Because of what Christ did, I am accepted. I am God's child. And my identity is not based on what people say about me. It's not based about my family background, what I can do, or who I think I am. It's based on what God thinks about me. It really was a long journey, learning and unlearning things about me, about life, and God. And I was happy as a Christian during that time. But there's one thing I know that God wants me to do that I really don't want to do. That's to make disciples. Yeah, I didn't want to do it. I was so scared of talking to people. And I was unwilling because I didn't really, it didn't really bother me whether other people have a relationship with Christ or not. I lack love and compassion for people. That's when God made me realize how selfish I was for keeping to myself. That one thing that could help other people get out of the darkness, brokenness, and pain that I was also in before I knew him. So I repented of my selfishness and asked God to change my heart. And then he gave me the desire to preach the gospel. But I didn't stop giving excuses to God. I told God, I don't think I know how to love people. So I asked God, my next question, God, how do I love other people? And he answered me in 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. And in Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's how much God loved us. But I was like, I can't love back. And I realized that my difficulty not being able to disciple and love people came from a deep sense of abandonment and rejection that I felt growing up. My mom went abroad to work when I was 2 years old, and my dad passed away when I was 11. Soon after, I had the worst fight with my sister, just because I don't know how to do laundry at age of 11. She convinced me that I was adopted, and that's when I first felt the rejection. So be careful what you say to your kids, parents. I felt like no one really wanted me. I felt abandoned because my mom wasn't around. And though my dad passed away, it felt like he left me. So I decided from that point on, I could not depend on anyone. I had to stick up for me because I only had myself in this world. So much drama. I was alone. I was like, so everything I did was for me, and that drove me to push myself during success and failures. But thankfully, God didn't want me to stay the same. He wanted to address my heart because His goal is for me to be Christ-like. It was in one of my conversations with my leader that I had suppressed, that I realized I had suppressed every childhood memory I had as a coping mechanism in order for me to be strong and independent. My parents leaving me, my sister rejecting me, was not something I wanted to admit was hurting me. But God wanted to heal me of my rejection. He wanted to show me how I was not abandoned and how He was always there for me. God wanted me to put my whole trust in Him and not in myself. He also taught me that I could rely on Him, and His help could also be found when I ask other people for help. Yeah. When God saves you, He saves every part of you, not just this part. Every part of your life, you can receive healing. He heals every hurt that you didn't even know had been accumulating over the course of your life, because He wants to set us free. You know, God is so good. God restored my relationship with my sister, and I was able to forgive her. Now I am her confidant and a trusted advisor. See, she wrote there, a sister is a special gift from heaven. Yeah. That's how good God is. God doesn't just want us to have healing, but also have reconciliation and restoration of relationships. God also gave me friends and a spiritual family who wants the best for me. People who would take the risk of offending me just to point me back to God. People who would tell me, I love you, but that is not honoring to the Lord. When you submit to God and allow Him to work in your life, it really deepens your understanding of your love for Him and what matters to Him. When you understand the love of God, you are then able to love others and live with a purpose and step into your calling. Now I can love and disciple people because of the love I received from God and the spiritual community that I have here. Yeah. When I started my Christian journey, I never really imagined seeing myself talking to people or engaging them, because it really isn't in my nature, or even going to mission trip, or even relocating myself for the sake of the gospel and reaching the next generation. But that's exactly what Christ's love does. It compels us to love what Christ loved, to do what Christ has asked us to do. Walking with Christ has given me the fullest of life I have ever lived. From someone who didn't know purpose, who was empty, and who felt she had to be self-sufficient, how to go through rejection, abandonment, and pain. God will never be intimidated by all that. Oh, yeah. So I realized that no amount of money, power, affirmation, or achievement can make us whole. It is only in Christ that we can find wholeness and contentment. All the other things that we pursue in life are meaningless apart from our relationship with God. So I want to encourage all of you, no matter what you have been, how far away from God you've felt, God has the power to heal you. God has the power to redeem you and restore you. My hope and prayer for you is that you will allow Him to come to me, come to Him with all your brokenness, and let Him put you together with the fullness of His love. I want to go back to 1 John 4, 4:19. We love because He first loved us. That's so powerful that I was able to get out of that darkness because of the love of Christ. And I'm here sharing my testimony because of that same love. And if any of you experience abandonment or rejection, I encourage you, come to God. God can heal you. And if you feel like you've been a Christian for a long time and God is asking you to love others as well, to invite them to service, to do one-to-one with someone, or start a small group, but you're saying, I can't do it, I don't know how, God will give you the grace and the power to do that. Just like what He did to me. God changed my heart. And He gave me the grace to love more people. And I want to end with this verse, that may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is His love. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. That's my prayer for all of us, that we will understand the love of God. And in return, we will be able to give glory to His name. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank You, God, for sending Your Son, Jesus, to die for us on the cross because of our sins. We recognize, Lord, that we are not deserving of that love. We are not deserving of the things that we have. But because You love us, You chose to die for us on the cross. I pray, Lord, that You will shine Your light, Lord God, in areas of our lives where we needed Your saving. Even though we're following You right now, I pray, Lord God, that You will just give to attention, Lord God, areas in our lives where we need healing, areas in our lives where we need Your security. We need Your acceptance, that we will just come to You, Lord God, with all humility. And surrender areas in our life that are not pleasing to You. Holy Spirit, give us the grace to just say no to sin and stop hurting God. I pray that we will all be able to live a life that is pleasing to You, a life that honors You, that we will not be too familiar about what You have done on the cross, that every time we hear that You died for us, it will pierce our heart. It would want us to be holy, to live a pure and holy life. mind, I even pray, Lord God, that we will not just be comfortable being a Christian, knowing you, but we will remember the people around us who doesn't have a relationship with you. I pray, Lord God, for love and compassion. We pray that you change our hearts, that we will love the way you love us, that we will care for the people who haven't heard of the gospel. We pray that you give us boldness, Lord. Boldness to share who you are, because we care enough. We care enough to step out of our comfort zone for people to know who you are and experience the same love and grace that we receive from you. We thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.